Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just clearly, I thought Mac, you know, took what the offense was presented to him, if you will. You don't have Brandon Ayuk. He's never had him all year. You don't have Ricky Pearsall. This version of George Kittle, he looks compromised. He's got... said he tore his full hamstring.
Yeah, but you want to see Purdy compromised out there? Because I don't think he can't move.
Well, Joe, that's the thing. I don't know what version of Brock I'm going to get. Then I know what I've seen from the past. And if I've seen Brock from last year, you know, and I don't know if that's going to be Brock from last year. I just would have liked to see Brock Purdy yesterday. That's how I felt. I wonder where Niner fans feel with that. 888-957-9570. I know Mac wasn't the answer yesterday is what I'm getting at. He just wasn't. I saw CJ Stroud on the other side.
My takeaway, like I have a hard time having a quarterback takeaway from that game. To me, it was about everything other than the quarterback. Not that Brock's not better than Mac. It's just like their offensive line and how they're blocking up front is garbage. Cole McKibben's got destroyed. Will Anderson looks like he's going right to the Hall of Fame if he plays like that.
Well, yeah. He's been one of the best. I want to make this clear. Will Anderson has been one of the best all season long. It wasn't just against the Niners.
No,
he's been one of the
best. Kept him in the game against Seattle. Yeah. I mean, he's been amazing. But Daniel Hunter looked great. Their secondary looked great. We have no playmakers on offense. They don't have time to throw. They don't have guys winning one-on-one matchups. And right now, they can't run the ball. So you can say, oh, well, Brock can run around a little more. Okay. I agree. That's still not good enough. You got to have guys to throw to. The league's about playmakers. And yesterday, the best playmaker for the Texans would have been Braxton Berrios and Woody Marks. Yeah, they looked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More explosive than all our guys.
By the way, I mentioned earlier, I'll mention again, Warriors Summit is going to be next Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warriors season. We're going to do it a little bit different this time around because the Warriors season has already started. We're going to be 9 games into it at that point, just to give it a little bit of a different flavor, if you will. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4, all the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll also have prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts. All on the same day, Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
The bigger thing is, no matter who plays for Purdy, or excuse me, no matter who plays, Purdy or Mac, like they need Pearsall back. Bad.
Yes.
Ricky Pearsall's got to get on the field.
So it didn't cross your mind at all yesterday that you wanted Brock in that game?
No, what crossed my mind was, why are you blocking an edge rusher with a center? Why do you have Juwan Jennings going one-on-one with Daniil Hunter? Why is Colton McKivitz not getting any protection and any chippers or any free release? You saw over and over again what the Texans did to our poorest defensive line. Oh, we'll chip this guy. We'll bring in the tight end, and we'll have six blockers. Like, the Niners are going five-man straight up, five-man protections, and you can't block a soul?
Well, I'm with SF Bay Drummer, who called us earlier, who was at the game. I'm confused why they didn't have a similar game plan to that of the Rams just, you know, a few weeks ago, where it was just dinking and dunking. It was the Patriots offense 2.0, if you will. Old school McDaniels, just slice and dice, because that's what the Houston Texans were basically doing to you.
Well, Joe, why couldn't they? Because they were in 1st and 14. Multiple times because of some pre-snap infractions.
That's the problem right there. And that's when you have a lot of new bodies on there. You're going to have you're gonna have the penalties, the false starts, the holds.
And then you have a face mask.
You had an illegal shift.
They had an illegal formation.
Sloppy.
It was the first game that I could say, like, special teams might have outplayed everyone.
Well, that's a problem when it comes to the 49ers.
I know.
And Brian Robinson, the running back you traded for, his best play of the season was on a kick return. Oh, God.
But here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is Garendo on this team?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, like
straight up, I can't tell you why. He doesn't do anything.
Okay, this guy Gifford, 57. What's he on the team for? Why is Nick Martin not playing?
Well,
no, what?
Do you ask him? You ask. I don't know.
They don't special have, teams? Like, is that what their argument's going to be?
Yeah, Tatum Bethune. You got D winners out there. Tatum Bethune, he didn't know where he was in one play, and that cost them. It was a little dink and dunk. To Mark's right there, and he took it like 45, 50 yards just on a little check down. That can't happen.
I mean, your two safeties you drafted back-to-back years, Malik Mustafa and Marquise Siegel, they're kind of the same guy. They can hit. They can't cover a soul.
Well, then you got Jair Brown, you know, before the season, who whiffed on a couple tackles yesterday, Braxton Berrios, who I didn't even know was, again, stop me if you heard this one before, I didn't even know that guy was still in the league and he's killing the Niners. We said that about Sterling Shepard a couple weeks ago in Tampa, and now Braxton Berrios, of all people, slicing and dicing. And Jair Brown, to go back to the comment before the season, saying he's at worst a top five, you know, defensive back in the league. Hey, come on, bro. Top five? This was before the season he said that. Top five.
This is a dated reference. I'm at worst the second best Calvin Klein model.
Oh, my God.
It's like this wasn't before the season, actually. This was after he was made a slot corner, yeah.
This is during the season?
That's slot safety.
That's even worse. Oh, my God.
Week three, maybe?
Oh, my God.
There's a couple guys on this team that need to be moved.
Is he one of them? Yeah.
Well, we got the Juwan Jennings. I don't know if you ever
watched. 8 days from the trade deadline, by the way, Joey. 8 days.
The Peanuts, the old television show. You know, Charlie Brown.
Sure. It's got the Great Pumpkins coming up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They used to have, like, the dark cloud following Charlie Brown. And always. It was only rain on just him. That's what I feel like is going on with Juwan Jennings this season.
Well,
just a dark cloud on top of them at all times, makes a play. There's like four other screw-ups. They just can't get out of their own way.
The dark cloud. Wasn't there another character on Charlie Brown that was just stinky? And it's like just like a dirt cloud following him. Is this, what was his name? Sam, I can't hear you. What was that? Pot him up real quick.
Yeah. Pigpen?
Pigpen.
Stop!
That's the 49ers offensive line.
Joe, we are throwing deep bombs to Sky Moore. Sky Moore.
Sky's the limit, baby.
That's where the season is.
Sky's the limit. Brian in Massachusetts, and I like how you attempted to spell Massachusetts in the box, Sam. I don't think that's quite it. What's up, Brian? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
I've been better.
I thought the previous caller stole a lot of my thunder about Kyle the coach versus Kyle the GM. But Kyle the coach, beyond the play design, I think you have to talk about player development. And that coincides with the draft. Are they drafting bad players? Are they not developing the players? Can it kind of be both? And who is making the final call in the draft picks? Is it Kyle or is it Lynch?
Well, we've always been told, Brian, and thank you for the call, that it's the final say is Shanahan, but it's a team effort, if you will. So I don't know.
Well, no, I think this is
actually... Is it Lynch, the defensive guys? Is Shanahan on the offensive guys? Like, do we really know? Do we?
What do you mean, do we really know? Well, Kyle runs everything.
Okay, so then why is John Lynch there?
as a figurehead.
Just there to like smile and then yeah. You shake the hands and kiss the babies?
No, but I'm sure he has some input. Like,
well, we like to say he's got like, we like to give John Lynch credit sometimes for some stuff, right?
Well, yeah, but I think he has some input, but I also believe that Kyle is the, at the end all be all, Kyle's the big boss man. And so I don't think he's making all the decisions on every single roster, every practice squad player, anything like that. But like, hey, first round, you know, our scouts like these three players. Who do you like, Kyle? Well, I like Pearsall. That's who we're going with. That I do believe that he comes swooping in. This is just my personal interpretation of it. Like, I do. I think that's how it goes. And I would argue that, like, I think for him to grow, I think he needs to recognize two things. The first part is you can't be doing that. You got to kind of trust your scouts and stop leaning on your position coaches for these draft picks.
Well, ultimately, not only was it the poor decision-making on the coordinator level, but that's what did in Bill Belichick towards the end. It was just the whiffs on draft picks.
So
just
Upton whiffs, Stout is a great example. Whiffs. Upton Stout. I think Upton Stout was a specific Robert Saleh draft pick.
Okay.
I think Robert, they went in, him and the position coaches, and they were in on it. Like, all right, we need to get our slot guy. And they had Chase Lucas already on the roster, not knowing what Chase Lucas was going to do in training camp. I think that they drafted him because they're leaning on Robert. They like Robert. Well, what if Robert leaves? What if Robert leaves? After 1 year, he's not even my DC next year. Who knows? Let's say he leaves. You think the next guy's going to love Upton Stout? So, to me, that are you drafting the best overall player, or are you drafting the guy that fits the scheme ever so perfectly for that particular coach? You know, like that is bizarre to me.
You think Saleh might leave this year?
No, I'm just saying, like, no, that's a niche pick. Would you agree?
Sure.
Like a slot corner. I know they're in slot 60% of the time. Yesterday, the Texans were in, the three-man wide receiver sets all over. But, like, that's not a good pick. Like, well, you drafted a 5'8 slot corner.
You just said it right there. I don't like the lack of size at that position when we just saw yesterday, like, some, like, no name. Like, we don't know those people that were catching balls, basically. That's not a Braxton Berrios for the Houston Texans. I didn't know who Hutchinson, Higgins, I think I called him Wiggins. Shout out Andrew earlier. I didn't even know the guy's name. 6'4", 6'3". I saw their size.
Right.
I saw the hands. No, that's the problem for me. It's not so much, you know, the cornerback, because I don't mind that position getting addressed, because I think in this league, in a throwing and a passing game, Joe, mm-hmm. you need to have a stout secondary. What did in the Niners in that Super Bowl was the plays like a Trent McDuffie.
Sure.
Right? Like, you saw the sticky man coverage of the Kansas City Chiefs stifling the 49ers wide receivers. So I don't hate that position getting addressed. I hate the lack of size. Size does matter in that regard. It does. And if you don't have the size, you have to have at least the hops. And he was getting mossed. Hell, you saw Kyle Pitts last week doing that for the Falcons multiple times on Renardo Green.
They took Danny Gray. They've taken Ronnie Bell. They took Ricky Pearsall. They've taken Jacob Cowings. And they took Jordan Watkins. None of these guys can see the field.
What's the most?
That's just like insane.
Coming from this,
that wide receiver.
Coming from this game, Joe, you know, as much as we were talking about last week, and we're talking about the compare and contrast of just the feels from last week to this week, going from maybe your best win on Sunday Night Football to your worst loss yesterday in Houston, you know, what's the most concerning aspect of that loss yesterday for you? And I know it's the draft capital position group, I'm saying, in particular. Is it the secondary?
No,
is
it the trenches? So think about this year.
I'm making you pick, though. Is it the defensive line?
I'm going to go straight to the D-line. Think about this, right? All three of these guys are defensive tackles. Let's just call it what it is. They took Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, and C.J. West. Three of your first five picks, were on the defensive line. Is the defensive line better than it was last year?
Well, you don't have Bosa right now, so I'd say no, right?
I don't think it is. I mean, you know, your best acquisition was Bryce Huff.
Well, and Leonard Floyd last year was what? He had, I know he had 8.5.
Overrated.
I know. But like,
so
that was the guy.
So you can't stop the run. Like, and he, like, Mykel actually is good at stuffing the run. But as a team, they can't stop the run.
They really miss Bryce Huff.
And, yeah, but, you know, Bosa's not the greatest run defender either. Yeah. And, like, they really can't get any pass rush whatsoever. And so, like, not much has changed. And they've invested a lot into those trenches. So, to me, like, yes, it's only 7 games for them. I understand it's year one. It took Buckner a couple years to become Buckner. It took Armstead almost like 5 years to have an impact year on the D-line. But I think it's pretty obvious to, like, they don't have a pass rusher in that group. Now, maybe Mykel can develop into a solid one, But I don't see it. When you take a guy 11 overall, right, you're looking for someone who's going to be a multiple-time Pro Bowler. And, you know, potentially you always want the Hall of Famer. But just make multiple Pro Bowls. Feels like a stretch right now.
I remember, who was it, who didn't have a great, you know, sack type of season. It didn't really flash there, but dominated the run game. Khalil Mack was a guy, top five pick, different, probably, like, he looked faster, the explosiveness. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer now. I'm not saying Mykal Williams is going to be Khalil Mack. That was a guy, though, that at least you saw, like, okay, if he's not getting the sacks, he's stopping the run game. The difference I see in Mykal, and I saw it yesterday, and I keep coming back to that play, you know, Joe.
He has no speed.
Speed. C.J. Stroud is not known for running the ball, and he does have, like, above-average speed when he wants to run, but he literally told the media in the national audience a couple weeks ago was, yeah, you know, I just don't think I'm as fast as I used to be. He's 23. You think you're declining? The quarterback was telling you he doesn't feel as fast as he was, and he blew by on the sideline, Mykal Williams, who looked like he was huffing and puffing like the little engine that could trying to get over a hill. Oh, my God, it was bad. We got some calls I want to go to. Let's go to Austin D in Austin, Texas. Austin Squared, what's up, man? You on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, guys. I was a big name yesterday, as you could probably hear from my voice. One of the positives in the game, and I got to give it out to the 49er faithful. My goodness, I don't know how it played on TV. I haven't watched the game yet, but it had to have been minimum 50-50, maybe 60-49er fans. In our section alone, it had to have been 70-30 49er fans, and the crowd was great for the Niners, but we had nothing to cheer about. I feel like I went through a meat grinder yesterday. It was a rough game. But the one thing I will say, it was really hard to get going yesterday, but Juwan Jennings, man, he just kind of sucked the life out of the game yesterday.
I agree.
The reason why is when Mac, you know, we were struggling, we couldn't get anything going, Mac finally ran for the first down, everybody got excited, and for no reason, Jennings commits the face mask. Everybody in the crowd was like, what is he doing? And then obviously the long pass where he didn't make the, you know, Mac, you know, threw a great ball, didn't make the connection with Juwan. You know, it's unfortunate because we've always been a Jennings fan, but he's always been our number three. He's not the number one. I don't know if the agent gave him some bad advice, but I think it's time. And I think with the trade deadline, he needs to go. It's just, it's unfortunate, but he probably needs to go. But it was a rough game yesterday. There was a point in the third quarter, Shasky, you kind of made a point about this, about the drafting. I looked up on the Jumbotron in the stadium yesterday in the third quarter, and I'm looking at the defensive line. I'm like, who are these guys? I mean, it was just crazy. And then the team runners didn't go in. Even my kids looked at me like, Dad, where's the rookie Martin? Where's the rookie? The winners just went out. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So I'm going to watch the game tonight later just to see how it was. But the faithful showed up. The Niners didn't. And Juwan Jennings, man, it's unfortunate. But, man, it's I think it's time to go.
The NFL is so plug-and-play, right? And I'm not saying that every guy is going to be plug-and-play. You're going to miss. Like, I went through the Chiefs drafts. Like, the Chiefs, they do pretty well.
Yeah, you have the Chiefs miss that's on your roster right now. Same Sky Moore.
Exactly.
He literally is like, I don't want him. See ya.
Yeah.
We'll get a pick for him. I know.
Can't believe we gave up a pick for him.
Well, what's worse right now, the Sky Moore, the Brian Robinson pick you gave up?
I think both.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what about the one for Debo where you took a fifth round? It was either Jordan James or Siegel. One of the fifth rounders was for Debo.
Like, I think it was Jordan James. Yeah. Or no, Jordan Watkins?
No, Watkins was fourth round.
Fourth. Yeah.
So, I don't get the Nick Martin thing. You took him 75th overall. To me, the first three rounds, two of those guys got to start right away. Right away, to me, it's pretty straightforward. And the fact that this guy can't even suit up is alarming. And then the fact that, okay, now everyone's hurt, he's going to suit up. And then D. Winters goes down. Let's go to Curtis Robinson. You've cut him 600 times. You're going to go to Curtis Robinson. Who is clamoring for Curtis Robinson? And then they're playing this guy Gifford on special teams. Special teams sucks.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's in there for special teams. Okay. Well, can Nick Martin be that much worse than him?
Clearly.
This is the same personnel department that told me Devondre Campbell, he's our best linebacker last year. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but I judge Robert Saleh way more, like, and in his, like, you know, how he views this team, I take stock into what Robert Saleh feels way more than Nick Sorensen last year.
So here's why. But here's, okay, this is where Gabe Kapler lost me. Tell me what you're doing. I'll ride with it. Let me know. Steve Kerr has said, I'm playing who gives us the best chance to win. All right, I get it why Kuminga's on a short leash. All right, I get it. But where people get frustrated is like, well, why is Bjemski allowed to play through mistakes, right? I think most people, they ask those questions. Why are you saying on one level, Nick Martin's not ready and he's not better than Gifford and let's just say Curtis Robinson? But then you turn around and tell me, oh, but Upton Stout, he's going to be able to play over Chase Lucas, who we all recognize Chase Lucas is better than. Today, Chase Lucas is better than Upton Stout. But they're married to this thing like, by the year's end, Upton Stout will be better than him. Okay, look, I'll ride with that. I'll live with some of the mistakes. Play Nick Martin then. Get Gifford off the field. Get Curtis Robinson. See ya. Sorry. Like, goodbye. No one was claiming him when you cut him and put him on the practice squad. Play Nick Martin then, too. If you're going to struggle with the rookies, be committed to struggling with the rookies. Why are you playing Jair Brown over Marquise Siegel? Jair Brown sucks. He's done. If you want to play the rookies, then play Marquise Siegel. I would rather watch Marquise Siegel struggle today than Jair Brown in year 3-4 struggle. So, like, this is where it's like, which side are we on? Are we developing the rookies? Or are we playing the guy who gives us the best chance to win? Or are you picking and choosing? Because when you're picking and choosing, it's going to drive me crazy.
Robert Saleh, I'm sure, will be asked that when he speaks to the media at some point this week in regards to the linebacking core. And we'll see again. Joe Shasky's scariest day of the week is not the Sunday scaries. It's the Monday madness, if you will. When you see that injury report we saw last week, we thought, oh, wow, great Niners win. Everything's all good. And then we get the report at 12 o'clock. Oh, yeah, well, you know, Bryce Huff's out for a couple weeks. Oh, great.
Like, well, you know.
I hope that doesn't happen today. Again, I hope it doesn't, but D. Winter's knee inflammation scares the hell out of me. Sam Okwuonu, who's probably been the most consistent player on your defensive line, left the game with an injury. Great. Like, when it rains, it pours again, Joe.
And then I think about this young wide receiver who was hurt. Like, so, you know, like, I'm a little more patient with it. Like, he was hurt. Jordan Watkins, he got hurt. He hasn't played a lot.
Yeah.
All right. The guy comes back out. It's his first ever NFL game. First ever. And you don't give him, like, a tiny little touch, just a little quick pass, get his hands on the ball, maybe an end around, you know, get acclimated to the game speed or whatever. Nah. Hey, dog, go deep, 20 yards out, game on the line, make a play. Yeah. What? What? Hey, Sky Moore, you haven't touched the rock but maybe once or twice on screens. You go deep. We're throwing you the 60-yard bomb.
I think he stinks.
What are we doing? And he stopped running on that route. I don't know if you guys paid attention. Matt got blasted on that play.
Oh, shocker. That Sky Moore stopped running. Kyle Shanahan, what went wrong yesterday?
A little bit of everything. I mean, it wasn't good enough at all in all three phases. Special teams played the best, but you know, I thought we struggled to tackle. Struggled to get a rush. Thought we made too many mistakes in the secondary on some of our zone dogs. And felt like we didn't challenge them enough of man either. So a little bit of everything.
You said it. Yeah, you said it earlier. Special teams played the best. Hey, there's a silver lining right there.
Joe. I'm asking myself, like, how can I get my most explosive guys out on the field?
Yeah.
What happened to Jacob Cowing from last year? Is he just not good?
He's gone. I don't know what I don't know.
He had a little wiggle. Can we get a look at him?
And then he hurt his hamstring, so apparently that wiggle's gone. They can't use him. I'm just saying, dude, everyone's so been
Jordan
hurt
James,
on this team.
Jordan James, you drafted him. I don't know why you drafted him. Can he be that much worse than Isaac Arendo, who you clearly hate?
I have no answers. I wish I could. No, seriously, Joe, I wish I could tell you why and their thought process and all this. I don't have a retort because I don't know why. I don't know the method to the madness. Maybe they're not doing something in practice that they want to be seeing. And I hear you when it comes to, I just want to see these guys in real games, but they have to do it in practice too. And if they're not doing it in practice, if I'm Robert Saleh, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, well, then you're not going to pass the test in practice. I'm not putting you out there.
But I agree with that philosophy. But then why is Upton Stout playing over Chase Lucas? Chase Lucas has made two game-winning plays, right? Maybe it's Renardo Green needs to come off the field. I don't know. I'm asking out loud. Why is Stout playing over Lucas then? Like, I hear you. I would agree with that. Hey, I'm going to play who gives me the best chance to win. Well, right now, if I just pull the 100 Niner fans who actually know who the two players are, who's better, Upton Stout or Chase Lucas?
I mean, I guess Chase Lucas, but like we haven't seen enough of either of those guys for like. I hear you.
Win
like
the Atlanta game without Chase Lucas.
Well, no, yes, absolutely.
They benched. Let's call it what it is. They benched Upton Stout. They filed it under ankle injury. Chase Lucas went out there and outplayed him.
But again, that's a game, a quarter, a two quarters. So like they must feel more confident Upton Stout to keep putting him out there. But I feel you. Yesterday, he got absolutely destroyed, and he did last week too. Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Noel, however they're calling him, Braxton Berrios and Jaden Higgins, 318 receiving yards, but for guys I don't know who those guys are.
Well, what about Lakin Tomlinson, who I didn't want to pay? You let him walk. He's playing on that offensive line for the Texans. The Texans' offensive line,
awful, might be the worst in the NFL.
Well, could have fooled me because yesterday they looked like the 1992 Dallas Cowboys.
And that was...
Did you see the holes those guys were running through?
That was most disappointing to me. And I'm with you when you said the defensive line. It was awful. Like, even... Connor brought this up on the broadcast. They have the audacity to say, you know, this team is missing Fred Warner, you know, Nick Bosa, and man... Eat your gross Matos. And Carter was like, how dare you even say that guy's name when it comes to who the 49ers miss? I haven't seen Eat your gross Matos do anything on the field. Maybe one play he's made all season long.
Well, they missed Bryce Huff.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wow. What a difference a week makes.
You think gross Matos was an all-pro the way they talk about him. I mean, honestly.
Just get rid of the Matos. It's just gross.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.